Okay, here we are at Tel Lachish. Lachish is where Dan set up camp. It's the top of Mount Har. It hasn't been excavated a lot, but palaces, kings, there's a palace, there's the city gates, all on the top of the mountain, and they're all brought to ruin and rubble. So it is with the kingdoms of men. Only that which is eternal will last and stand forever. To the house of Giborim, Bet Giborun. They try to say all these bell-shaped caves were just, you know, mining for chalk and marble for all the palaces of the city and all. And they could have been, but they have holes on the top and they've got smoke up at the top of the caves. And they were the houses of the Giborim, the houses of the giants that lived in the land. In ancient days, they were used for a lot of other things, I'm sure, but I'm sure of this. The Spirit of the Lord told me this was where the house of the giants were, and they were huge, and they lived there. And there's Tel Maresh, go tell it on the mountains. They're all up on the Har, like Har Samsa. At the top, you could see all the way to Hebron Mountain. You could see all the way to the sea in Ashdod, the Mediterranean. So go tell it on the mountain. Rule in the midst of your enemies. There's patrollers, helicopters patrolling over the agricultural fields. They have to hold the line and hold their place and hold their position. I picked up a young man hitchhiking who grew up here, and he spoke English, so that was nice for me. But where it's abundant, it's way abundant. Where there's water and where it's not, it's rocky. Wild. Stake it out. Say the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all that's in it. It is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Rule for those who keep covenant. You keep covenant and the Lord will fight for you. God be for you, who can be against you? And you will rule and take that which God has promised. But if not, you will be divided. The land will be divided. You will be cursed, and your enemies will always be like hornets and flies, stinging you and harassing you and biting at your heels like foxes, trying to spoil you. Because you broke covenant, covenant breakers will pursue you. If you keep covenant, God, the Lord himself, will bat war for you. And rule, allow you to rule in the midst of your enemies, that you plant and war, plant and war, plant and war. Israel, rule in the midst of your enemies. Okay, so here we are in the vineyards of Hebron Mountains, Valley of Zarephath. Ooh, it's hot here. It's about 10 till 1. Tourist guides are here. Bless them, Lord. I guess I'm a tourist. So, I don't know. I just have a few thoughts from this time in this season. God is whew, about to do something great. So we pray for you. We pray that God would redeem his own and that he would have his sway over his land. Because it is Kadosh land. Now those who dwell in it are very Kadosh. Just to say, in common understanding, holy. But the Ruach HaKodesh would pour out. And we just thank God for everything that he's done, that we run to win the prize, that the high calling, when to run to win the trophy, the loving cup, that God, you would pour out on your people and on your land, that you would rip off the veil off their heart, and they would see, that Bibi Netanyahu would see when he goes to synagogue and keeps Shabbat, that he would see Yeshua, Mashiach, that he would call this land to repentance, to keep covenant, because your blood is crying out, Lord Jesus, your blood. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for that heavenly kingdom, that Jerusalem that's from above. We thank you, God.